I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MMQB.com's Albert Breer joining us here on The Fan. Albert, thanks for giving us a few minutes. How you doing today?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We're good. We are trying to make all sorts of sense of everything that's going around with charting passes and OTAs and everything that accompanies that. But before we get into that side of things, Albert, Nick Chubb landed with the Texans this week. At one point, I believe maybe like a month ago, you said he was more name than game at this point was the worry you would have. Are you surprised that he ended up with the team this early as opposed to maybe in the middle of the season? And what do you know about how that all came together?
Do you guys disagree?
No, not at all. No. I've stolen it and used it often myself.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, like, honestly, like, he last played a full season in, what, 22, right? Like, and averaged 3.3 yards per carry. He's a great player. If anybody can do it, I think we all agree it would be him, right? Like, anybody can overcome all of that. But it's just, you take age, mileage, injury history, you take all of it into account. It's just hard to... It's hard to see him being, you know, what he was a few years ago. Again, like, that's just going on history. So, I mean, I think I figured it probably happened in training camp, but, you know, it's good for these guys, some of the older veteran players, to get in, you know, before the summer break. So, like, being able to latch onto a team and, you know, maybe, like, there won't be the most opportunity there. They've already got Joe Mixon there, of course, but, like, the chance to kind of carve out a role and get the playbook and put yourself in position to hit the ground running when training camp starts, all that's good stuff, you know. So it's a little earlier than I expected. I probably would have – I would have guessed, you know, you'd be looking at, you know, beginning of training camp. But yeah, here we are, and he's a Texan.
Did you ever think that we would get to the point where he wouldn't be in the league anymore? Because I can't lie. Like, at some point it crossed my mind that, you know what, maybe Nick Chubb's just done.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to consider those things, you know. And sometimes it's not just that a guy can't find work. It's that, like, you know, if a guy's financially set and has had some injury history, it's, you know, you get a little selective, you know. So sometimes it can be, like, just, you know, I don't want to just go play to play. Like, I want to find an ideal situation. Now, you know, for Nick Chubb, you know, the good thing is that he's going to a team that's been in the playoffs the last 2 years, won his division the last two years, and like, and you look at it, like, it's interesting. I mean, people talk about the Texans season last year like it was a dumpster fire. They were down by 1 point going in the fourth quarter at Arrowhead in the divisional round, you know, like, so I'd say it's a place like where you got a lot of young rising talent on the roster in a place that's now won playoff games. And yeah, I don't see why, if you're them, or why if you're him, you wouldn't look at this as a great opportunity, you know, and maybe it's a plus for him too, that there's another veteran back there in Joe Mixon. So he won't have to carry as high a load, or heavy a load. I think it's a good situation for him, a good situation for the Texans, low risk for the Texans, of course. And, you know, gives you a little insurance against another guy who, of course, you know, has a lot of mileage on his legs.
Deontay Johnson spoke to the media today in Berea, and I thought it was funny, Albert. He was just like, yeah, no other team was calling. I didn't have any other options. The Browns are the only team that called, and so here I am with the Browns. And I know it's a hard sell. He can't be like, oh, this team's going to try to have a deep postseason run. Like, he knows what this roster is, but you feel like this is a good spot for Deontay to maybe get himself a lot of opportunities, a lot of chances for some catches and receptions, and maybe rewrite some of the narrative that has been built up over the previous couple years.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is look at the depth chart, like, and it's there. I mean, there's going to be opportunity for young receivers to make noise, and so if that opportunity is there for those guys, then a guy coming in with a little bit more experience should have an opportunity too. I think at this point, Deontay Johnson is what he is. I think he said he had one rough year, right? Like, I would probably counter that. I don't think it's been just one year where he was a problem. I think it is buying low on a guy who has some talent and obviously at one point was super promising. You know, there's no question he can play. It's always been, does he have his head screwed on straight? You know, and that's why he's bounced around the last couple of years. And I sort of look at it as, you know, maybe he really adds something to your receiver room. If he doesn't, then, you know, no skin off your back. You just get rid of him.
We have spent a lot of time today talking about the quarterback situation. Obviously, there are four of them in minicamp right now. And so much of Shador and Dylan Gabriel has been, you know, Shador looks really good every day. And Dylan Gabriel looks a little bit better every day. And this isn't real football. It's guys in helmets and shorts and T-shirts. So how much does looking good on June 11th matter?
More than it would for in a conventional quarterback competition, I would say, because I do think, and Kevin sort of alluded to this too, like he's not backing away from, like, you know, we're evaluating now, like we're having him compete now, you know, and I think part of it is it's interesting because I think I said to you guys a month ago, 2 months ago, like, do you think Joe Flacco is going to step aside and not want to take reps when other guys are getting work? And he's obviously agreed to do that now. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows it's going to be part of the mix. You know what I mean? Like, so I think that's why they're repping these guys and trying to figure out, like, what level they can play at. And by the way, it's not just can you compete to be the starter. It's also, like, can one of these guys be the backup, you know? Because that obviously can determine, like, who you're keeping. Like, if you do think, like, let's forget about Shador or Dylan Gabriel being the starter. If you do think one of them can be the backup, well, then that gives you flexibility to move on from one of the two veterans. If you don't think they're ready to be the backup, then obviously, you know, you probably have to keep both guys, and that complicates the situation with the rookies. Do you keep four? Do you try to sneak one through the practice squad when, you know, there might not be a great chance of him getting through there? So I think, like, for right now, like, the idea is we need to identify who can legitimately win the job at the beginning of September and then just have those guys, you know, taking most of the reps in the summer. It doesn't mean a guy can't improve over the next 6 weeks, but, you know, I think it's a little impractical to go into the end of July with a wide open four quarterback competition.
Knowing that they have four in camp right now, and we don't know what the initial 53-man roster is going to look like, and of course, knowing the history of the Browns in this position in Cleveland, if I set the over-under at 3.5 different quarterbacks start a game for the Browns this year, what side would you take?
I'd say under. I mean, I don't know. If they win, it's a non-issue. You know what I mean? Like, and I got asked on another show this week about Flacco and is Shador going to start a game this year? And I really believe this, guys. Like, I don't think it's just a function of how Flacco plays. It's how the team plays, you know? Because as long as the team is in contention, Kevin Stefanski, to be able to kind of keep his guys playing, you got to play the best player. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're playing games that matter, like, it's incumbent on you to go and play the best guy. And, like, you know, if that guy's Joe, great. If it's Kenny, great. If it's one of the rookies, great. Like, but you do owe it to the other guys in the locker room to give them the best option for as long as you're in contention. If you start experimenting, they're going to know about it. That's going to be a problem for you. You know, so I think that part of it, like, you know, to me, like how many quarterbacks are going to take real snaps this year is a function of where the team is at. Like, if they start 0-6 and their schedule is really tough the first 6 weeks, well, then it could be all kinds of experimentation. I think they're going to hang around for longer than that, which is why I'd say under. But, you know, if it falls apart quickly, then, you know, you could have a lot of experimentation, which means a lot of different guys are in there and starting games.
Albert Breer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's the biggest miss from mandatory minicamp? Is it Trey Hendrickson? Is it TJ Watt? Or is it Terry McLaurin?
Well, Micah showed up. So that's a good question. I think it's Hendrickson. I think Watt and McLaurin are going to be taken care of. And I think, like, this is probably mostly just posturing right now. Terry is too important to what the Commanders have built. Terry has invested too much into that franchise. I just don't see any other result than them getting something done. And TJ Watt's been beat up, but he has played 17 games the last 2 years. He does have over 30 sacks the last 2 years. And, you know, like, I think beyond just that, like, the fact that he can still play, there's also, you know, like, the fact that he just went and got Aaron Rodgers puts everybody into win now mode. Like, there's a new sense of urgency when you go and get Aaron Rodgers. And I find it pretty hard to believe that you could be playing games with TJ Watt in the middle of August and messing with that when you got so much on the line this year. So I'd say it's Hendrickson, just because that's the most complicated one. That's the one that's lasted three off seasons. That's the one that's the most contentious. So I'd say it's Hendrickson.
With Aaron Rodgers now being in Pittsburgh, and I think that part of what he was in New York last year is overblown. Like, he wasn't as bad as that Jets record may suggest. But if he's the same guy for the Steelers that he was last year for the New York Jets, what do you think their ceiling is?
I mean, you're talking about the guy in December or the guy in September?
The guy in September.
The guy in September is not great. The guy in December was starting to look like himself again. You know, so, like, I think those are two different things. Like, I think if, like, the guy that played against the Texans on Halloween night, the guy at the Patriots game early in the season, the Patriots were terrible, so I don't know if you even count that one, but the Jaguars game at the end of the year, he made some real high-level throws. You know, the way he played against Miami, like, there were enough signs there where, like, you know, he had the Achilles he's coming back from, then he hurts his hamstring. So he's dealing with a lot of things early in the year and kind of getting his footing back underneath him. If what the Steelers are betting on comes true, I think, you know, you've got a pretty high-level quarterback out there. Like, I think the guy can still really throw it. I think the Steelers' offensive line has a chance to be pretty good. Like, they've spent a lot of capital building that thing up. The two first-round tackles they have, I think, have a chance to be good. Broderick Jones and Troy Fitano, who didn't even play for them last year because of the injury. You know, Zach Frazier, I think, has got a chance to be maybe one of the best young centers in all of football this year. And you got DK Metcalf. So I think that there's a good infrastructure around him, good coaching around him. Like, I think he has a chance to be pretty good this year. Like, is he going to be, you know, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson? You know, probably not. But I think he could definitely be in the level right below if what we saw in December was real and if he can stay healthy.
What'd you make of Chris Sims quickly? And you don't have to if you don't want to, but Chris Sims saying Mahomes is his fourth best quarterback for the upcoming season?
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got him fourth.
Chris. I love Chris because Chris doesn't give a crap what anyone else thinks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I really respect that because I think, I I've been in these situations before. I'll give you guys a great example. Like, I don't know if you guys saw my mock draft a day before. I think it went up on the Wednesday of draft week, right? But I didn't have Shadur in the first round. And it really looks really, really smart right now. But I would tell you, like, I had a good idea. There's a really good chance he was going to fall out. But, like, there was that in the back of my head. Like, I'm going to look like a real idiot if I don't put him somewhere here. And he winds up going, right?
Yeah.
So I really battled with that a little bit. Like, and I know other people who really know what they're doing with this stuff. Like, I know a couple other guys that did, like, sort of the same thing, like, where, like, you're thinking about those things, you know? And I know when you're putting together these lists, there's always that, like, well, this is going to be a lot less trouble for me if I do this. Now, I'm not saying I'm a hero for leaving Shadur out of the first round, because I've definitely done those things before where I've, like, kind of been like, do I really want to, like, kick that hornet's nest? But I if that's what Chris really believes, I know people think he's stirring you-know-what by doing this. But if that's what he really believes, like, I don't have any problem with it. I like dissenting opinions. So Would I put Mahomes number four? To be clear, no, I wouldn't. but I do respect people who are willing to put their stick their neck out there and you know, evaluate these things independently. I'm not a scout, so I don't do the same sort of evaluating of things that Chris does. But no, I respect somebody having the you know what to do that.
Yeah, no question. Albert, fantastic insight as always. We appreciate you giving a few minutes, and we'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff. Albert Breer right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're at to what he had to say about the quarterbacks. A couple interesting nuggets in there. We have the Gardos coming up in about 25 minutes as well. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan. If Joe Flacco's winning games, but like, what is that actual number that Joe Flacco has to be winning in order for us to say, okay, fine, we're cool with Shador just kind of taking a back seat, or Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett, but more so Shador in this conversation? Does he have to be a 6-2 quarterback to start off? Like, there's got to be a line there.
I think 500 is probably that line, because I think that probably is contention, or maybe it's even a game below 500. If Joe Flacco starts 2-4 through those first six brutal games, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
Is that good enough for him to keep his job? I don't know, but I also don't know that it's bad enough for him to lose his job. So, I think a lot of this matters to access. We're not going to be privy to what these guys look like throughout the week in practice. We are not going to know once training camp is over what Kenny Pickett looks like, what Shador Sanders looks like, what Dylan Gabriel looks like. We are not going to have our eyes on that.
Right, but there'll be enough people around the building that will have their eyes on it. And like, one thing I love about this mandatory part of minicamp is that you get the veterans in there, and veterans can't keep their mouth shut. Veterans just tell, you're a reporter, NBA reporter, you know how this goes.
Sure.
The veterans are the ones that have the relationships with the reporters, they have the relationships with the people, and they're the ones that loose lips sink ships. Like, they're the ones that'll tell you in many ways what exactly is going on. So I'm not really worried about it getting to a spot where we're like, Flacco looks leaps and bounds better than everyone and we just don't even know it. I think if Flacco looks the best and starts the season off, I think we'll be very well aware of it. It's just, at what point do they actually make the pivot? And Albert's suggesting if they keep winning, or at least they believe that Flacco gives them the best chance to win, they have no reason to move off of Joe Flacco. And I think that's interesting because it ties Stefanski's job to this season, by the way. Like, if I'm Stefanski, one of the things that I'm kind of excited about is that whether it's Shador, whether it's Gabriel, whether it's Kenny Pickett, I got to get out of jail free card. If the season goes sideways, most coaches, you would agree, Danny, if it's 0-6 to start the season, you're not only on the hottest of seats that you can get, you're basically 1 foot out the door. You should be gone at that point. 0-6 after a 3-win season last year, not many people keep their jobs after that. What Stefanski has, and like you really can latch on to, is that, oh, you haven't seen what I've done with Shador Sanders yet. You haven't seen what I've done with the other quarterbacks yet. Joe Flacco was the taste. That was the appetizer. I'm going to bring you out the main entree now. This is the second act. This is the other part of the season that I'm going to latch into and really show you guys what I can do. And so I have a hard time thinking that Stefanski is just going to say, if they go 0-6, I'm going to run Joe Flacco out there. Like, the wins do have to come, but at what point do you then say, I got to see what these rookies have as well?
Well, there was a word that Albert mentioned that I think makes a lot of sense, and that word's contention. If the Browns are in contention, like at 0-6, you know, okay, this team is not going to the playoffs, and they're certainly not going to the playoffs as constructed if they were to be 0-6. Like, they would have to change something, and the easiest thing to change there is the quarterback position to make some sort of run. I think it's fair to say, I'm going to speak for you here, but both you and I don't expect that to happen. We do not expect this team to be a playoff team.
It's a fair assumption by you.
Thank you. I felt safe doing that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but those ones I were comfortable saying for you. So if that's the case,
Mac, you want to make the joke or should I? We work too much with Nick here. We just got worried about you putting things in our mouth.
Easy
with all
now.
That was
very
well done. But
if,
easy
if that's where you want to go.
That's all we were concerned about there. Why did my brain turn into this now? In the short time, I've known Nick for 9 years. Now everything goes that way, Mac.
I mean, in the words of Nick, my mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else.
There we go. Just paying homage to the big guy. All right, what else?
It makes more sense that somebody called you Nick on air earlier this week now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know how you become like the five people you spend the most time with in life? Uh-huh. That's what's happening. I spend the most time with Nick. I spend more time with Nick than just about anybody else on planet Earth. And I don't have a brain that goes to dirty innuendos at all. And now all of a sudden I do. You can't make a coherent Browns thought without me getting sidetracked. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think we should be worried when you start turning into Mac.
Well, I don't hang out with Mac that much.
But, I mean, you're around him for 5 hours
Mac's
every day.
On the other side of the glass. I spend maybe 25 words in total with Mac. And it's like, so Mac, how's that second baseman at AAA doing? And he's like, no, not today. That was yesterday. We're talking about the single A second baseman now. And I say, I'm sorry, Mac. And that's our conversation.
But get.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Getting back to the Browns quarterback thing. It's if they're in contention, you don't make a change. What is contention? That is something that obviously does not have a black and white scenarios where you could be 2-4 and you could say, no, we are still in the hunt. Like we're at the bottom of that graphic that they're going to put up on Sunday Night Football. It says in the hunt, we're the last one. So we're still in contention. But I do think that, and you bring up a good point about Stefanski having that get out of jail free card. I think you can kind of say that about his job in total, right? Because he has spent a lot of time trying to make things work with an absolute lemon of a quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And that stuff's not all his fault that Deshaun doesn't know how to play football anymore, cannot function as a football player. That has really clouded the job that he's done. Because I think you could make the case that other than Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski has gotten the most out of every quarterback that he's had at that point in their career. Now, Baker Mayfield has gone off to do some really good things after a couple of other organizations gave up on him after the Browns did.
Right.
But before he had this reemergence in Tampa, his best days were under Kevin Stefanski as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Sure.
You could say that about Jacoby Brissett. You could say that about Nick Mullins, who he almost won a game with at one point. So maybe you can get him to say, okay, well, we need to see you do that with a young guy.
That's what Stefanski's got to latch on to. He's got to be like, hey, listen, the magic trick I'm going to pull off here is taking Shedeur Sanders from the fifth round and making him a competent quarterback, making him somebody that you can play in the NFL with and not only play, but win with. But if you never get there, then what's he going to do? You know, I'm going to be so unimpressed if you win 7 games with Joe Flacco, but you held with him to week 14 because you're like, hey, we're in the hunt graphic. And CBS thinks we have a chance for an outside chance for the playoffs. In fact, I'd make an argument that's a disaster zone for the Browns. If the season ends where you win, and listen, the first 6 weeks we can go through and talk about until we're blue in the face. But if you end this season with 7 wins and Joe Flacco has played all 17 games, that is the biggest waste of a season I can possibly dream up. It tells me a couple things. One, you're not going to have a great draft pick, so you're going to have to use both of those picks to try to hop up and get one of the quarterbacks. And two, you have no idea what you have in Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. Gabriel. He's a flat out zero idea.
This might sound insane. I think that is more of a fireable offense than going 3-14. I think there
are more grounds to win 17 games with Flacco and winning seven games.
I think there's more grounds to fire Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barrett.
You're going to hear 10 people like Albert Breer, because Albert, I mean, he knows football guys. He's been around football guys his whole entire life. And you're a football guy yourself, too. Like, you know how this works. It's very hard to tell them, hey, we're not going to field a competitive team, and we're not going to do this, and we're not going to do that when these guys want to win. The argument I would have is I'm more concerned about whether or not Shedeur Sanders can take you to a higher level. I need to find out those answers. Why do you think that's more fireable?
Because my thing would be, you have to know what you are. You have to define a competitive team. If you win seven games, you're not a competitive team.
No.
You're not a competitive team. You are a below average football team. That's not competitive.
So what are we dealing with? If Flacco wins 11 games or something insane, the percentage odds you have of Joe Flacco winning 11 games this year, if it's anything more than 2%, I'll be shocked.
I think that's too much.
I'm being generous with the 2%.
I think that's generous.
I know. I didn't want to be insulting to Joe, but let's be insulting a little
bit. This isn't going to be some magical ride. They're not going to be a very good team. Now, you could come back and say, well, if Kevin Stefanski gets this roster with this quarterback room to win seven games, that's wildly impressive. And I think on the surface it is, but you don't learn anything, because if you win seven games with Joe Flacco starting all 17 of them, you're not in a better spot next year than you are right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think the entire purpose of this season is to make sure that this organization is in a better spot 12 months from right now than it is today. Yep. And if you go 7-10 next year and Joe Flacco is the guy the whole time, you can't expect him to be that guy again next year. That's not a fair thing to expect out of him. And you don't know what you have. And you didn't get to draft a franchise quarterback. I'm not saying they have to be just horrific Hugh Jackson level Browns this year, because I don't think that's fun for everybody. And I think that they will win a few games because Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. But I also think at a certain point, it doesn't make sense to start the 40-year-old quarterback 17 times.
Nick Wright was on Colin Cowherd earlier in the day, and this is what he had to say about whether or not, if Shedeur doesn't ever see the field this season, and you do in fact get Flacco for 17. Here we go.
If Shedeur does not start games for the Browns this year, it's a major disappointment. And I know some people might be like, guys, he was a fifth-round pick. He's not supposed to. I understand that, but here is how I look at it. I don't think they're going to keep four quarterbacks. My guess would be Flacco and Pickett are competing to be the starter, and whoever is not the starter of those two veterans, the Browns will try to trade one of them for a conditional seventh to another team. And then they will want to roster both of their draft picks, because you can't put one of them on practice squad. Another team could then just take him. So Shador's first objective should be, can I beat out Dylan Gabriel for the backup quarterback job?
Yeah, he's not wrong. This is going to be a layered and a process. This is going to be, you got to walk to crawl to run type thing. If you're Shedeur Sanders, your first objective is beat out Dylan Gabriel. But the sad part about this, and this is out of his control, and this is the part I hate for Shedeur, you can't control how good or bad Joe Flacco is. If Joe Flacco's great, and if Albert Breer is right, and that winning is all that matters for this season for this team and what Joe Flacco does, well, then you are taking something out of your hands there. Because if Joe Flacco wins a bunch of games, sorry, Shedeur, you're not going to be able to see the field.
I just don't think that's going to happen, though.
I don't either.
That's what I keep coming back to, is that the magical, what was it, six games, five games, however long that run was.
And the wheels were starting to fall off the bus anyway. He threw the two interceptions in the playoff game against the Texans, and we all acted like he was a god in that game for some reason, and I never really understood it.
I mean, he had pick sixes in how many games? He threw one against the Jets. He was Joe Flacco.
He did have four 300-yard games, though, and I think that's the part of this, though. Because think about this schedule in the first six games. Joe Burrow into Lamar Jackson, into Jordan Love, into Jared Goff and the Lions, then into basically the first year we see of J.J. McCarthy, and then into Aaron Rodgers. There will be one or two of these games where you look at it and say, whoa, Joe Flacco's stat line kicks Joe Burrow's stat line in the butt. Joe Flacco looks a million times better than Jordan Love looked in that game. We might have lost, but he looked a million times better. And that's part of the Joe Flacco intrigue. Even though I'm with you, I think the wheels are going to fall off the bus. It's not going to be sustainable, but he's got just enough in him where he's got a chance to, in some of these bigger primetime matchups, or at least from a quarterback standpoint, you're going to look around and say to yourself, man, Joe really does look pretty good there.
Because he kind of is just a more mature Jameis Winston, right? Jameis Winston had some games. You go back to that Denver game, incredible stat line.
Yeah.
Threw for almost 500 yards. Threw for over 600 yards when you add the pick six.
He did not outdo a Bo Nix in that one, though. Bo Nix looked exceptional, but I know what you're saying.
But that's kind of what Joe Flacco is. And that's who he was in this first run. It's just that those pick sixes and interception didn't kill them.
That'll be tempting enough for guys like Stefanski, though.
Wasn't with Jameis Winston.
I would advise the mixed bag. The question mark that is Shedeur Sanders will be the more enticing part when he starts losing games. And he'll be like, look what I can do with this guy. But I do think the idea that Joe Flacco is going to have a couple 300-yard games in here. He's going to have these. He'll have moments. Flacco. He's going to have moments.
He will. But they're not going to. And I think part of the thing, too. So he was Joe Flacco during that run where he turned the ball over. He threw for crazy yards, threw for a lot of touchdowns, but was not the consistent great quarterback that you need. And that roster, I think, was much better than this roster, too. That's part of the reason why they could win games is they had more talent around them. They don't have that right now. This is not a roster that I think is as talented as the one that went to the playoffs a few years ago.
216-474-0092. All right, 520. Danny obviously covers the Cavs. We'll get into a Cavs conversation with Danny at 520. We got the lead at 5 o'clock. We come on back. I made a change. I made a life change, and it surprised even myself. I'll tell you what that is and more when we come on back. It's Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Pino and Danny Cunningham with you guys right here on The Fan. I'm convinced they have unlimited funds. Who's going to Franklin University?
Not enough people,
why
clearly.
Is it every one out of three ads that I have that pops up on my YouTube? Franklin University is running the game.
Unless the education side of it is really bad and they just put all of their money into the marketing.
I mean, that's probably reality, but the amount of times that I see a Franklin University ad, I'm it can't just be me that gets inundated with these things. It's not like Franklin University is like, we're going to put every dollar we have into making sure that Jonathan Peterlin one day goes to Franklin University. It is unlimited, this budget that they must have.
This is precisely why I get YouTube Premium.
Oh, yeah, you don't even have the ads. You're immune from that. Yeah, I know.
Look at you.
Big spender over here.
Wow.
LeBron couldn't bypass Spotify ads, but you're over here being like YouTube Premium. Let me go ahead and sign up for that.
Look, I got a couple free months when I had switched over my phone, and the second that you get no ads on that, you can't go back.
So how much YouTube do you need to watch to justify getting the premium version?
That's where I mainly consume content, actually.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, I don't watch as many TV shows or anything like that. I watch a lot of YouTube.
Listen, I don't hate it. I mean, I like everyone who doesn't like YouTube. YouTube's great. We're on YouTube now, 92.3 The Fan. Check us out.
Yeah, right now.
How much content of ours are you checking out in this free ad space that you now live in?
How often do you see me on YouTube,
as Mac? I'm inundated with Franklin University ads?
Once every day. I always see your pop-ups there, Danny.
You click on them?
First thing in the morning, of course.
I click on them.
First listen.
Yeah. Better be.
I click on them just so you get paid off of it.
I appreciate that. And then that's what I care about.
The daily, like, let's click on it. Let's make sure it just kind of plays in the background or whatever like that, just so you get some money. And then I click out. That's what we do for friends around here.
That is all I'm asking. It's not a heavy lift, guys.
I wanted to talk to you about something. I was told by a birdie of mine, and I hate when people phrase it that way. They should just put the names on it, but I don't really want to do that.
So you deal with anonymous sources here?
and they're so protected that I can't possibly relinquish and tell you who they are. But I've been told that you have been workshopping your takes basically anywhere and everywhere, and everything to you has just become a radio show when you're not on the radio. What's going on here?
So I think all of us kind of do this a little bit.
I don't think I do this at all.
You and I just got done having a conversation about somebody that you used to see frequently. And you spent a lot of time with this person doing what? Talking about sports.
That's right.
What you were doing there.
He liked that I was on the radio and he wanted to talk sports with me. And so I would talk sports with him because he was helping me out in other areas of my life.
What you are doing there is workshopping your takes, because
I never give him the good stuff.
Yeah, but you're testing
or what
things.
I perceive to be the good stuff. No. I don't
because
test. That's where I let other people talk more. You see, on the radio, I'll dominate the conversation, right? But like in other scenarios, if it's a random person on the street and you come up to me and you're like, "How about those Guardians?" I instantly turn it around and I'm like, "What do you think about the Guardians?"
Oh no, I don't.
I want your opinion.
I give my own takes.
I want your take on the Guardians. I know what my take is. At that point, I'm not helping out anybody. And you might want my take. You're probably not going to end up getting it. The point is, I want to hear what you think about it.
It's actually fairly rare that I care what anyone else's takes are in conversations.
So you're just like, the ball stops with you, basically.
I mean, I like to think of myself as more of an authority on these things. So I'm like, no, here's the
authority.
Take.
Authority? It's and a this, sports take. Like anybody I run into, they might not do it 5 hours a day, and they might not have some of the sources and everything else that's accompanied with it, but they exist on this planet. They can come up with a coherent thought about sport. We're not doing brain surgery here.
Sure, I just care about mine more than I probably care about theirs. Now, if they can get a good take off in like the first 2 minutes of talking.
Aren't you always impressed when you meet people? Actually, you know what it is? It's almost sad sometimes, because I'll meet people and they'll be having sports takes and I'll immediately turn it back to them and be like, "So what do you think about this?" And it'll be a very interesting and fun angle. And I'll be like, I'm like, man, my job really isn't that hard, is it? Like this guy that's an accountant that thinks about sports for 20 minutes a day came up with this awesome take. Meanwhile, I spend 12 hours a day thinking, consuming, taking in sports, and sometimes it just flies over my head.
But I also like that stuff, because those are the people that listen. Those are the people that, as you know, Mac does, watches everything on YouTube. So those are the people, if you want to like soft launch a take on, they have consumed
takes. Why don't you just launch into the take to begin with anyway?
Because
relationship. You got a soft launch to get into the real Instagram love.
Takes are delicate. Takes are very delicate.
They're not that delicate.
No, like if you want to have a really good big take on something, it can be delicate. It can be something that needs a little bit of shaping. It needs a little bit of fine tuning. So you find these.
You're not putting together like a master LP album or anything like this. Like, how long do you need to work out a take?
You do not know what goes into my podcast.
Are some of the takes that we've heard today, have they just been bubbling under the surface for like months on end, and now they just get to explode out into the radio ether?
I mean, when is the last time I've been on the station to talk Browns? Yeah, I've had these takes for a while. I'm on the station like once a week, twice a week, so we only talk about the Cavs.
It's new to me, but we're in rerun as far as your head is concerned
today,
for all of this.
Today might be the first time that I have uttered the words Shador Sanders on this radio station, because I don't think, I mean, with the playoffs going on and everything, like, I do not think I have filled in on this station since the draft.
Yeah, I mean, Nick and I we've not taken many days off.
Right.
So there's not many opportunities, I'm sure. Really, around the station in general, we've really kind of been doing a lot of work.
So what happens is, not only will people, because people know me from covering the Cavs and they know me from my podcast and that stuff too, but they know me from here. They know me from 92 Through the Fan as well. So they will ask me Browns questions. They will ask me Guardians questions. And I think that is kind of where I can shape takes a little bit more, because I've been asked about Shedeur Sanders. What do I think about him? What do I think about Dylan Gabriel? So many times. And I can give different answers to see what people are receptive of and say, you know what? Maybe that's not the way I should be thinking about things. Maybe I can shape this take in a different way.
I was told you're doing this for even beyond sports takes, though. Like, it's like at one point, I guess, that my source told me that he had to tell you something along the lines of, like, not everything has to be a take, Danny.
No, everything is a take.
Some things can just kind of exist.
Everything is a take.
Everything is a take.
I mean,
I don't hate the mentality.
Like, a take is just an opinion.
I don't hate the mentality.
How many things do you not have an opinion on?
No, I have an opinion on everything.
Exactly. So you have a take on everything.
I have an opinion on just about everything. I don't always voice the opinion, but I have an opinion on everything.
I mean, I'm not saying I always voice the opinion either, but if I'm asked about it, if I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to give the take. I'm going to give the opinion. That's the whole point of this. I don't think if you're not doing that, I might be in the wrong business if I'm not doing that.
I have a million thoughts in my brain, and like 999,000 of them just never see the light of day. They just kind of, they exist, and then they just, like a thought bubble, they just pop off, and then they're just gone. And then every now and again, like 2 months later, they'll come back into form, and then they just pop out here. Like Franklin University, first thought of that one a couple weeks ago, hadn't thought about it since, and then it's like, boom, Franklin University, here we go.
And maybe
were we better off for that? I don't think so,
well, maybe,
but it was interesting.
Maybe had you soft-launched that take off air, this would have been better.
I would have got tired of the take, I think.
No, you don't have to do it all the time. I mean, you're not talking about Franklin University for 3 weeks, but you could have been to Mac. Hank, have you ever seen these Franklin University ads?
I walked up to Mac and was like, so how? What do you think? Do you think Franklin University could win a national football title based off of just the YouTube ads alone? Like, if they use that all that money as the NIL, they could just wreck one sport that they care about?
They could do it for 1 year.
And that would be the answer. And then I'd be like, oh, well, I guess I'm done with Franklin University now. And that's depressing to me.
Well, I think they do that and they build popularity and they become sustainable. And it all started with YouTube ads.
And which sport would they choose?
Well, I mean, clearly, there's no clear answer here. There's no clear answer here. I wanted to be like water polo.
And
could you imagine Franklin University being a powerhouse in water polo because all of a sudden they wanted to? Taking all that YouTube money that's going right in Danny's pockets and being like, no, we're going to give it to a 5-star recruit out of Washington instead.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's a new powerhouse in Columbus, and it's Franklin University.
Just where's Franklin University even at?
Columbus.
It's Columbus, is it really?
Yeah. Think of all the recruiting battles they'll have. You think Ryan Day can sell a recruit? Wait until Franklin University reallocates that money.
Ryan Day slamming his phone down. We lost out to Franklin University again. Dang it. All that money. All that resources. How do they have it?
I don't even think they have a mascot.
You know what? That makes me feel better that it's Columbus then. That means I'm only getting bombarded with it because I'm in Ohio. And so that means across the country, it's not just Franklin University and that's it. I was convinced it was like a school in Georgia or something. And they were just going crazy with all the ads.
I don't know. I would have to. Last time I was out of town, I really tried to stay off YouTube, so I didn't see any of those ads when I was somewhere else.
Well, The Fan is on YouTube now, so please check us out and check out Danny. He's obviously there on YouTube as well. And any clicks, any ad revenue is obviously always a good thing.
It's the best.
520. Danny's going to get into what he does best. That's Cavs basketball. And we'll have some I would imagine you've given some Darius Garland thoughts to just about everybody in your life.
See, those are the takes that I don't soft launch because I'm just so confident in what I know and what I have seen, that those are just the ones that I don't have to soft launch. It's all the other stuff I do.
Maybe that's the problem I have. I have so much confidence in all of my opinions to begin with anyway. I don't even have to bother soft launching. I'm like, everything is just going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
The lead, you have 25 hours a week to do it. I don't.
Exactly. The lead, it's awesome. It's great. It's next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.